Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A lot of feedback coming in, Alliance. We'll get to that in a few moments. We're also talking about this ridiculous sponsorship of the field at the Rose Bowl, Speaker Field, which I think will be called Speaker Field by no one anywhere. I can't even imagine that the Rose Bowl would allow its corporate partners to call it Speaker Field. It's just, this is not going to be Speaker Field.
Should be Speaker City Field. That would be better.
Speaker City Field?
Sure. Remember from old school?
No.
Vince Vaughn's, that was his company.
Oh, was it? Speaker City? Oh, Speaker City, like S-P-E-A.
Right.
This guy's
Sorry,
name,
I know it's a different spelling, yeah.
This is, and it might be Spiker. I don't know. S-P-I-E-K-E-R?
I before E, huh? I don't know. I don't know.
Except,
I
would think
I
except was, after SP?
That would be Spiker, I guess. Is I don't it? Know.
Spiker Field actually sounds
Spiker
better.
Spiker would be E. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. Anyway, it's Rose Bowl.
You get the point. It's the Rose Bowl. It'll always be the Rose Bowl. But are there any things that you refuse to call it by its given name? 248-539-9797. You either just can't get used to what it's called now, or maybe it's a principal thing, and I've just... The whole FBS, FCS thing in college football. FBS, no, it's Division I. FCS, no, it's Division I AA. In my view, from an unnamed texter, return another kick for a touchdown, Doug? Shoot the boot on that one?
Oh, what do you think?
No. No, I'm not going to shoot the boot.
Oh, he called you out and you backed out.
Well, wait a sec. If everything, this can't apply to everything we say that we think is going to happen, that you have to shoot the boot if it doesn't happen.
Just to test the level of your conviction, that's all.
I went out there on the limb a little bit. That shoot the boot is for when you know something is going to happen. I'm close, but 14
years. Oh, I thought we had it.
Zach Zenner and Teon Green need to be ready because I have a feeling. That's from Brian in Livonia. Yeah, we might get to see Teon Green for the first time. From an unnamed texter, the LA Angels of Anaheim. I never say the of Anaheim.
That's a good one. That's a good one, yeah.
That's a really good one.
Sometimes I still call them the California Angels.
Dean in St. Clair, it will always be Pine Knob. We've got that about 50 times. That is easily the number one answer.
And we're looking for sports stuff.
Yeah, but that's okay.
No, I know, but it's the thing. That's the one that comes up for people locally.
He was always going to be Prince to me, even when he changed his name to a symbol. Let's go to Carl in Livonia. Hi, Carl.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
I can't get used to the LCA. So in honor of the Joe, I call it the Dojo.
Dojo's pretty funny.
Dojo's actually not bad.
I don't mind the oven either, but I like the Dojo because it's pizza's made from dough, and we supported the Joe for many years, so why not keep it in there?
I like it.
LCA isn't a hard thing to adapt to, is it?
I just can't let it roll off the tongue. Dojo comes off a lot faster for me.
So LCA, so it's literally it's the difference
tough.
Of a syllable. You like the...
Well, you're right. It's only a difference of a syllable, but the whole point is, you know, the Little Caesars Arena is what everybody wants to call it. Shortening to LCA may be easier to say, but... I still believe the Dojo is better for it.
Dojo's pretty funny, although I imagine...
I like it with the dough isn't pizza dough. I like that.
Yeah. The LCA, I think, is going to stick.
I think that's going to stick.
I think it's going to be the LCA, which I wonder if the people at Little Caesars aren't happy about. Because Comerica didn't want to be called the Copa or Copa. It was Copa for a while.
Like
248-539-9797. Let's go to Bo in Detroit. You're next. Hi, Bo.
Hey, how you doing?
Scott. We're great. We're great.
All right.
How are you, Bo?
Hey, look, every team has weaknesses in the NFL.
Yep.
And there was two question marks coming in from the Detroit Lions when I first started watching of the preseason. It's the rushing and the ability to rush the passer. And if I were to pick one of the two, if I were going to choose one to be weak and one to be a little bit more superior, I would say that I would choose the ability to rush the passer. rushing the passer, that can open up opportunities to even carry an offense. The running game is, you know, a work in progress, but I'm surprised at what I've seen from the Lions to get pressure. I had questions before Kerry Hyde got injured, Jordan Hill. I thought losing Sue, I thought we'll never see anything like it again of us actually pushing the pocket and coming around the edge. But what I've seen is a collaborative group and just hitting on all cylinders. And will it last? I don't know. There's a big test on Sunday, and, you know, I guess we'll see what happens.
The amount of pressure that they have applied has been one of the shocking developments given the personnel and what they showed in the preseason. Honestly, did anybody think that they were going to have any kind of pass rush and be disruptive at all up front? And the answer was no. People were scared about them. The pass rush through two games has been actually good. It's been a strength. And I'll tell you what, Bo, it doesn't even have to be it's proving to be that it doesn't suck. Like, they're going to play better offensive lines, and they probably won't pressure the quarterback the way they did in the first two games because the Giants' offensive line is a train wreck. But if that's okay. That's okay, because if they were a terrible defensive line, they weren't even going to pressure the Giants. They wouldn't have pressured Carson Palmer.
And Doug, that's the thing I don't get. It's like, how do you get angry at an NFL win? Like, if we lost on Sunday or the last two Sundays, or I'm sorry, Monday, Sunday, then we'll be saying something different about, oh, the Lions just, same old. But it's like, you play the teams that are on your schedule. I mean, the Carolina Panthers can't get mad at beating, what, Buffalo, and who else do they beat?
Who else did Carolina beat? No. I don't know.
It was two bad teams.
Yeah.
But, I mean, bottom line is, hey, look, everybody lines up. Everybody goes to training camp. Everybody goes to preseason. Everybody schemes.
San Francisco.
You got all the coaches. You play who's in front of you.
Yeah, and I don't think that people are upset that they who they beat. I think the haters are out there just to say, look, they haven't beaten anybody.
They're upset at the reaction.
Yeah, well, they're upset because
they might be wrong.
Right, because they this season might prove them wrong a little bit. And it's two games. It's a short sample size, and they want everybody to recognize it's two games. It's a short sample size against perhaps two bad teams.
248-539-9797. Let's go to Kyle on a cell. You're next here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, what's going on, Doug and Gator? I'm a Detroit fan in every sport. I'm from Canada, obviously, from Windsor. I hate the Blue Jays. Hate them. I hate Jose Bautista. I hate his stupid face. But you cannot call the Sky Dome Rogers Center. It makes me so angry. I pay my cell phone and my cable bill to Rogers. It's insanely expensive. You can't call it the Rogers Center. It's a Sky Dome.
You know what's funny is when I looked up and I saw you were going to complain about the Sky Dome, the name, and I was like, that's right. It's not called the Sky Dome anymore. It's called the... What's it called? And then you said Rogers Center. I'm like, yes, Rogers Center.
That one.
Everyone in Canada still calls it the Sky Dome. No one ever wants to say the Rogers. And if you look at all the arenas around the NHL that's in Canada, I think Vancouver and the new one in Edmonton, they all say Rogers. Like, okay, we get it. You got a lot of money.
Quit sponsoring everybody's arena.
Because we pay $100 a month for cell phone bills to you. That's why you can afford all these stadiums. It makes me so angry.
Thank you, Kyle. Let's go to Ty in South Lyon. You're next. Hi, Ty.
Hey, guys. Doug, just to let you know, I just came back from the Kellogg Eye Center out there, so out in Ann Arbor. I will never call the Rock Financial Showplace the Rock Financial Showplace. I call it the new Novi Expo Center. And LCA, I won't call it that. I call it the Gordie Howe Memorial Gardens. That's what it should have been named. And along the same note,
here's the problem you're going to have. You're not just calling it something. You're calling it something completely off the charts.
Like, nobody else is going to call it the Gordie Howe Memorial Gardens.
Nobody's going to know what the hell you're talking about. Where if somebody says, Red Wings play at the Oven tonight, people might know. But if you call it, we're going down to the Gordie Howe Memorial Gardens, which is kind of a neat name, but nobody's going to know what the hell you're talking about.
That's all right. I don't mind confusing people. I'm fairly confused myself. So.
Fair enough.
I also will not call Xfinity. It's Comcast.
Well, that's still a tough one.
See, here's the thing. I kind of feel like Comcast had, this has just always been my theory, that maybe they were getting a bad rap, and so they've slowly started to try and make everybody call it Xfinity and think it was a new company. But
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.